Today's daf is Me'ila Daf Tes. We are holding on Daf Ches Amud Beis. We're in the middle of this machlokas about mitzui of chatas ha'of, whether the mitzui, the squeezing of the blood directly from the neck of the bird onto the mizbeach, is ma'akev or is not ma'akev. So we had a machlokas between Rav Huna Amarav and Rav Adabar Ahava Amarav. So it's a machlokas within Shitas Rav. Rav Huna Amarav held that the mitzui is not ma'akev, whereas Rav Adabar Ahava Amarav said the mitzui is ma'akev. So we saw yesterday the raya that we tried to bring. Pasuk says, "Vanishar bedam yimatzei el yisoda mizbeach chatos hi." That after it describes the mitzvah, it says, "Then chatos hi." Sounds a lot better according to Rav Adabar Ahava, who says that it's ma'akev, that it's only chatos hi when you have a mitzvah. But according to Rav Huna, that it's not ma'akev. Why is it only chatos hi once you have a mitzvah? So the Gemara said, the Gemara answered like the debate Rabbi Shmuel taught, she'im nishar, that when it says that v'hanishar, that whatever is remaining from the dam, you should be yimatzei, means if there's anything left from the dam, you should squeeze it against the mizbeach, but that's certainly not ma'akev. You don't have to have anything left from the dam. And when we say chatasi, that's going back on the earlier part of the pasuk when it talks about the azah of the blood of the chatas of. But the mitzvah, it doesn't even have to happen. You don't even necessarily need enough blood. So apparently what we said, the answer is that vehanishar means not that there must be remaining blood, but that there might be remaining blood, and this is what you do if there is remaining blood. So the Gemara says, if that's the way to read the word vehanishar, so this is where we left off, three lines from the bottom of the page. Amale Ravacha Bered Ravale Ravashi Elameyata. If that's the way you want to read the word Va'anishar, Gabe Mincha Dichsiv, when it comes to the Korban Mincha, where it has a similar word, it says Vehanoseres Hachinami She'im Nitosar. Do you think the word Vehanoseres means if there's anything left over? So you mean, do you want to read that? That if there's anything left over after the kmitza, if you look at the mefarish over here, hachinami she'im nitosar, shekshakamatzes amincha im nitosar, di'ika shirayim lemitzvah shapir, v'im lo nitosar, shimchasu shirayim ben kmitza laktara leslanba, meaning to say that whether the shirayim has the full shir or whether the shirayim has become chaser between the kmitza and laktara doesn't really matter. It's just these are two different circumstances that can occur, but it's not that it's ma'akev that you need to have the full shir of shirayim, the full amount of shirayim, even by the time you're being maktir the kmitza of the karban mincha. So v'chitei machinami, and if you can say, yeah, in achinami, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you, that im nitosar, but you don't have to have the same amount. But we know that's not true. V'atanya, we have a braisa, the pasuk says misilto mishamna al kol levonasa. So we darshim pracha chasra silto v'chasra shmana v'chasra levonasa, that if the soles, the shemen or the levona is missing, then at the time of the haktara, you got a problem. It's no good. The haktara is not going to be good if you're missing from the shirayim, from the three ingredients of the karban mincha. It sounds like between the kmitza and the haktara, you can't be missing anything else from the original, from the karban mincha, from the shirayim of the karban mincha. But doesn't vehanoseres mean im nitosar? So amri hasam ksiv vehanoseres kray yisera ksiv. No, normally vehanishar would mean if something is left over. But over here, vehanoseres is a kray yisera. Vehanoseres is an extra pasuk that's not really needed because it says it twice. It says vehanoseres mena vehanoseres min amincha. So the fact that it's a kray yisera tells me that there must be remaining. The Mefarish says, it's shana alav hakasav la'akev. It's telling it to me twice to teach me that this is ma'akev, that you need to have the leftovers fully intact when it comes to the karban mincha. But normally when the Torah will use such a term of nishar, it does not mean that it has to be that way, that it has to be nishar. Now Tosos on Chesam and Beis, Tosus writes that from the Gemara it's mashma that it's pashut that the shirayim that are chaser ben kmitza laktara is pasul, right? By a karban mincha, if you're missing from the shirayim sometime between the kmitza and laktara, it's going to be pasul. So that's why the Gemara asks that you can't say vahanoseres just means im nitosar, but if lo nitosar it would also be kasher, because we know that if lo nitosar, if it's chaser from the shirayim, then the mincha is going to be pasul. So he says Tosus is bothered though, because this is a sugya in Maseches Menachos. There's a machlokas hamoraim about this very issue in Maseches Menachos between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If you have a mincha that's chaser from the shirayim between the kavitsa and the Akhtara, whether it's pasul or not, the Gemara asks the question on the basis that it's obvious that it's going to be pasul if you're missing from the shirayim between the kavitsa and the Akhtara. But it's a machlokas hamoraim. It's a machlokas in the sugya Menachos. So Tosfos mitarets that even the shita that holds that you're allowed to be makriv a kometz when the shirayim was chaser between the kavitsa and the Akhtara would still be moda that the mincha is not kosher. It's just telling you you're allowed to be makriv that kometz. The shirayim is still going to be asr ba'achila. The mincha lost its ability to be eaten when the shirayim was chaser, according to everybody. That's how it's mashed from the pasuk va'no seres min ha'mincha yochelu, that only if there is no seres min ha'mincha, only then can you eat it. But if there was chaser ashirayim, then you can't, then the Kohanim cannot eat it. So that's how Tosfos understands that it's not subject to that machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a side issue. Now you have the kometz, what are you supposed to do with it? Can you be mocked through the kometz? But whether the actual carbon is kosher or not is not subject to debate at all. If it's chaser bein, the kometz, between the kometz and the haktara, it's for sure not going to be kosher. One of the achronim, the Pirkei Kuna, just wonders about the whole shakla vitaria in this Tosfos, because all of that is fleshed out in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is explicit to say this chilik according to the Shita, that it's efshar lahakrav the komets, that you're able to bring the komets, that that's only in regards to the hakrava, but is not in regards to the achilah. So that's a little bit strange, that Tosfos goes through this whole shakla vitaria, when it's really all fairly explicit in the Gemara right there. So anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. Now again, still on this machlokas, whether the mitzvah is ma'akev or not, where Rav Huna said that the mitzvah is not, of the Chatas Hof is not ma'akev, Rav Ad Barava said in the name of Rav, it is ma'akev. So Masav Avod the Shmuel le Rav Huna. So yes, on Rav Huna said it's not ma'akev, that the mitzvah Chatas Hof is not ma'akev. We have the following brisa: Echad Chatas Ha'of Echad Olas Hof Shemalkan Umitzah Daman Chutz L'Mekoman. If you do the malika or the mitzui with a machshava of chutz l'makamo, with a machshava to eat by the chatos ha'of or by the olos ha'of for the mizbeach to eat, to burn it, chutz l'makamo, so it's pasul dein bokaris, right? It's not pigul because it was a machshava is chutz l'makamo. But chutz l'zmano, if you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano, pigul v'chayavan alav karis. So then it's pigul and you chayav karis. So ketani miyas mitzah daman. So what do we say? We said mitzui, that one of the key avodos that during which you could determine the pigul status of this karban is at the time of mitzui. That strongly implies that mitzui is ma'akev by the chatos ha'of, since you could be mefagel during the mitzui. So that's a very strong implication that mitzui is ma'akev by the chatos ha'of, against what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that mitzui is not ma'akev. Now by the olas ha'of it's not going to be a problem. By the olas ha'of mitzui has to be ma'akev, because the olas ha'of, you do malika, then the very next thing you do is mitzui. There is no hazah. So remember, by the chatos ha'of we said the malika corresponds to shchita, the hazah corresponds to zrika, the mitzui is like shvicha shirayim. But by the olas ha'of you don't have hazah; you go straight from the malika to the mitzui. So that's not the issue. But by chatos ha'of it's we have this machlokas, and over here it seems to say that by chatos ha'of the mitzui is ma'akev. And so the Gemara, no, it's not a challenge to Rav Huna, who most of love who mefarikla, let's stud in katani. It doesn't really mean the mitzvah is ma'akev. You have to read it as saying as follows, that shemolkan with the machshavos chutz l'zmano chutz l'makamo, that's going both on chatos ha'of and olas ha'of. When we say mitzah dama, that's only going on the case of olas ha'of, where there is no hazah, where all you have is mitzvah. But by chatos ha'of, where there is hazah, so once you were not mefagel b'hazah, then you would not be able to be mefagel by the mitzvah. Even though it doesn't sound that way from the brisa that we quoted, we start with the heading, Echol chatos ha'of v'echol olas ha'of. Not all of the halachos go on both chatos ha'of and olas ha'of. Shemolkan is going on both chatos ha'of and olas ha'of. Mitzah daman is going on only olas ha'of. But by chatos ha'of, the statement of a mitzah daman, the stage of a mitzah daman would not be a critical stage. It would not be something that would be makiv, and therefore would not be something that would determine the pigul status of the animal. Gufa Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel sheim nishar b'dam. That Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel learned that v'hanishar b'dam yimatzei means if there is any blood blood left over by the chatzosov, you must do the mitzvah, but not that there must be any blood left over. But didn't the same Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel teach us Hasam Shirai Ma'akvin Vamrav Papa Mitzvah Chatzosov Ikabinayu, that the very machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the mitzvah of chatzosov is ma'akev, where Rabbi Akiva says it's not ma'akev. So don't you see it's a direct stira that the same Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel says v'im nishar, that if you have blood left over you could do mitzvah, and here we have the same Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel saying that no, that the mitzvah is absolutely ma'akev. So says the Gemara, Trei Tanai Vali B'Dor Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, it's a machlokas what Rabbi Shmuel actually had, what Rabbi Shmuel actually held. But the drasha that we quoted is one version of what Rabbi Shmuel held, that Vahanishar means Im Nishar. Now Rashi writes from this brisa. Rashi writes that from this brisa, Vechel Chatzosov, Vechel Olosov, Shem Molkan, Mitzah Daman, right, with the Machshava of Chutz Mekom, it's possible, the Machshava of Chutz Lizmano, it's Pigel. So from this brisa, we see that Mitzvah is Ma'akev, just like Hazah is Ma'akev. The brisa says it could be Mefagel, be Mitzvah Chatzosov, just like it could be Mefagel by the Hazah of Chatzosov. Now, from Rashi, it sounds like you can, you could be Mefagel with just a Machsheves Pigel by the Mitzui, where that's your only Machsheves Pigel and nothing more. That's what Rashi seems to be assuming. That's how he reads the Braisa. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalid Ozvav writes that writes similar to that at first, that you could be Mefagel by the Chatos Of either by the Hazah or by the Mitzui, so much so that even wonders about the Rambam, that the Rambam, Sulei Mukdashim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Hey, writes that the Chatos Ha'of is Nifselos B'Shtei Avodos, B'Meliko U'Mitzui, and Rambam doesn't mention the Hazah Sadam, especially since the Hazah is the Iker, everyone would hold that you could be Mefagel by the Hazah, and the Rambam just leaves out Hazah, meaning even, why is Ram doing that? Because this Brisa leaves out Hazah. The Brisa says that when you could, talks about the Malika, talks about the Mitzvah, doesn't even mention the Hazah. Why does the Brisa leave out the Hazah? Because the Brisa is talking about Ol Hasof also. There is no Hazah by Ol Hasof. But by Chatzosof, there's no Machlokas. Of course you could be Mefagel by the Hazah. And the Ram makes no mention of that. So that's something that Minchas Chinuch wonders about within the Ram. So in Likutei Halachos, in the Chafetz Chaim's Likutei Halachos, he brings Rashi where it's mavur that you could be mefagel by the mitzui or the hazaa alone. That you don't need both. You don't need a machshavas pigel by both of them. Each one independently would create a pigel. And he says that's what's mashma from the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes that you're mefagel by hazaa or by mitzui, and it doesn't say that you were your mazah and mimatzah the dam. So the hazah and the mitzui are not like the hazos apnimio, so the shirayim apnimim, according to the mandiyomer, that they're ma'akev, rather they're considered like two separate avodos. The hazos apnimios would go together. You wouldn't, even if you hold that they are ma'akev, it would be considered like a chatzi matir. Each one individually would be considered like a chatzi matir. But the mitzui of the oaf is not a chatzi matir. We view it as a full-fledged matir. Okay, so that is the issue of the mitzui on the chatzosof. Next Mishnah. Remember, this whole parak is a discussion of cases of karbanos that are kosher, and at what point mi'ila kicks in and mi'ila leaves. On regular, normal karbanos, we probably, if we were writing Maseches Mi'ila, would have put parak beis before parak aleph. Right? Parak aleph is where you have problematic karbanos, where there are things that go wrong. But okay, so the Mishnah goes on, and this Mishnah is just going to list a whole bunch of different types of karbanos, and at what stage in the avoda of those karbanos, mi'ila kicks in, mi'ila goes away, and the other halachos, pigel, noser, tameh, at what stage they can become pasul from a tevil yom, Purim, just goes through a list of different karbanos. So first karban, Ola Sa'of. So Molin Ba Mishu Hukdesha. The second you makdish it, then it's subject to Mi'ila, right? The Mi'ila kicks in as soon as you're makdish it. Fine. Nimlika, once you do the Malika, so now it rises to the level that it's ready to become pasul by contact with the Tvul Yom, or Mechus Kippurim, or by being left overnight. mitzah dama. Now, notice it doesn't say anything about hazah, because there is no hazah by the olasov. The olasov goes straight from malika to mitzah dama. So mitzah dama, chayav and love mishum pigul nosu v'tamei, that's when you're chayav mishum pigul nosu v'tamei. Once you have the mitzah, that's when the avod is complete, and therefore you can determine that karef hamatir k'mitzvaso, that everything was done properly except for that one stage, whatever stage it was, where you had the makshava of chutz l'zmano that made a pigul. But the Isser Me'ila will continue by the Elisov until it's brought out, Lebeis Hadeshen. The ashes are brought out after it's been entirely burnt, because the Elisov doesn't get eaten, so there's no reason for the Me'ila to go away. Normally things that get eaten, the Isser Me'ila goes away before it's eaten, because obviously you're allowed to eat it. But an Elisov, you're not allowed to eat, so the Me'ila is going to continue until it's Nasus Mitzvaso, until it's completely burnt. The entire mitzvah is supposed to be done is done. Parim and Nisrafim was Se'irim and Nisrafim. Those Parim that are Nisrafim and those Se'irim that are Nisrafim, which refers to the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, the Par Koyin Mashiach, the Par Yom HaKippurim, the Se'ir Yom HaKippurim, the Se'ir Avodos Kochavim. So the Halacha is Molin Ben Mishuk. The Shudah Me'ila kicks in when you are Maktish them. Nishchetu, once they are Shechted, Hukshru Li Pasul B'Tvul Yom Mechus HaKippurim Belina, they can now become Pasul through a Tvul Yom or Mechus HaKippurim, or be Pasul with Lina. Who's a dama? Once you sprinkle the dam, chayav nolem shum pikul nosu v'tamei, umalin bebeis adeshen ad she yatech habasar. And you, the me'ila can still be violated until the meat is completely singed, the meat is completely burnt, until the meat is completely turned to ashes. If the meat is not yet turned to ashes, it's not considered nas mitzvah. So again, these are nisrafim, they're not ne'echal. So therefore, the me'ila is still going to be there until the meat is turned and is turned to ashes. The Tosos and Chasam Ralph, remember we had all those Tosos and Chasam Ralph that relate to later Mishnayos. So a lot of Tosos and Chasam Ralph relate to over here to Tesam Ralph. So Tosos Hukshu li pasul b'tvul yom, asked the Kashi, he says, wait a second, it could become the Parman and Sraf Mar Hukshar to become pasul b'tvul yom to Tema. L'may Hukso Hukshu li pasul b'tvul yom. What changes if they become pasul b'tvul yom? Why, you want to tell me they can't be eaten? Di'ila achila v'la Parman and Sraf main b'ma achila kwanim. Anyway, it can't be eaten. It's Parman and Sraf, it's not supposed to get eaten. Vili pasul hakrave mureim kamar, mikamakum kabi parvisor shal yom kippurim, lekalameimar hachi, shayim shal tziburim ubam betuma. You want to say they can't be makrav their emurim if they become tamei? No, we're talking about a carbon tzibur. Tumas hutra betzibur. A carbon tzibur can be brought betuma. So what exactly can't be done just because it was hukshali pasul betvul yom? So Tulsa says, yeshlomar le'inyin l'sorfo bebeis hadashen, shesorfin bas apsulun kamar, shayilam l'psulun beis hadashen li'atzma. That the place where they would take the ashes, there were multiple beis hadeshens for different types of kabbarnas, for kabbarnas that were pasul and for kabbarnas that were kosher, for kabbarnas that were tameh, kabbarnas that were not tameh. So this, when we say that it will be pasul by tvul yom, the nafkamina is not whether you can bring the emurim on the mizbeach, not whether you can eat it. That's going to be pasul that you can bring the emurim on the mizbeach and you can't eat it no matter what. So the nafkamina is going to be which beis hadeshen is brought out to. That's the whole nafkamina. That's how Tosfos understands. Weiter in the Mishnah, ha'ol. The carbonola, molin ba mishohuk tisha, subject to me'ila, the second year makdish should pepeh. Nishchita, hukshra li pasul b'tvul yom mechus kippurim b'lina. Once you shachted, it can now become pasul by tvul yom mechus kippurim, can be pasul with lina. Misha nizrak dama, chayav nala misham pigal nosar v'tamei. Once you do the zrikas adam, it's subject to pigal nosar v'tamei. Ve'ein molin ba'oros. There's no me'ila on the oros. Why not? Because the only part of a carbonola that goes the kohen in that can be enjoyed by people is the oros. So the oros called the kohanim. It's mutter for the kohanim to get enough from. There's no me'ila on the oros. Aval mol in b'basar achetetzei the beis hadeshen. But the basar is going to be subject to me'ila until it's tetzei the beis hadeshen, until it's brought out to the beis hadeshen. There's a tiny little tosfos on chesam and aleph. Aval mol in b'oros. Ein mol in b'oros. Aval mol in b'basar. Tosfos says. Dimisha acher shazarak dama. Once you do the zrika sadam, zacha mizbeach bebasar. The Mizbeach has rights to that basar. Memele, it's called Kodshe Hashem, and that's why there's Mi'ila on the basar. No Mi'ila on the Oros, because that goes to the Kohanim. So in the Sefer Takanas Ezra, Biri Adav quotes over here, Sefer Takanas Ezra is Medayik from Tosos, that the Din Mi'ila that the basar Ola has after the Zrikas Dam is not the same din mi'ila that the carbon has before the Zrikas Dam. Meaning, the basar was, we said as soon as you were makdish it, it was subject to mi'ila. So what changed when you did the Zrika? What changed is now the or is no longer subject to mi'ila. The basar is still subject to mi'ila. Nothing changed about that. The basar is still subject to mi'ila. So I would think that's the same mi'ila. The mi'ila just never went away. It's the same din. The diuk from Tosos is, Tosos makes it sound like, no, once you zorek the dam, so now the mizbeach is zocha to the basar ha'ola, and that creates a status of kadshei Hashem, which makes it mi'ila. Makes it sound like it's a new din mi'ila, that after the zrikas adam, the mizbeach is zocha to a new din mi'ila. It's not just a continuation of the same past mi'ila. Now, I'm not sure what the nafkamina would be, that it's a new din mi'ila versus the same past mi'ila. Maybe if you violate, if you hold yesh mo'el achar mo'el, and you violated mi'ila on it before, and you violate mi'ila, well, it wouldn't make a difference if yesh mo'el achar mo'el, two separate mi'ilas, so one mi'ila. I don't know. I don't know what the nafkamina would be. I'm not sure what the nafkamina would be, but that's his ha'ara from the lashon of Tosos, at least. Okay, next karban. Chatos, the asham, the zivche shalmi tzibur, mo'el man misho hukteshu. You violate mi'ila on all these animals from the moment you're makdish them, like all the rest of them. Nishchatu, once they're shechted, hukshuli possible to v'yam, chusukapurim belina. Nizrak daman, chayav nalei mishum pigun losar v'tamei. This was all very familiar. Ein molin bebasar, aval molin beimurein, at shiets le beis adashen. There's no meal on the basar, because the basar gets eaten on these animals. But the emurim, there's still meal until the yates of the beis adashen, until they're brought out where in ashes to the beis adashen. The way the ashes work is that they pile the ashes up on the mizbeach. Every single day they would take a little shovel full of the ashes and put them down next to the mizbeach. That's called the truma sedeshen. And mechalk rishonim, whether every single day or not every single day, they would take the giant pile and remove it to the beis hadeshen. But the giant pile on the mizbeach, according to the Rambam, only when the pile got too big to leave room for the atzei ha'maracha, for the wood that they needed on top of the mizbeach. According to the Rambam, it's every day. I think according to Rashi, only when it got too big. How does that work? I think that's how the machlokas that's how the machlokas goes. Yeah, Rashi al Torah says there's a mitzvah in the chiyuv to be merim the deshen b'chol yom, but the hotzas deshen trumas deshen is done every day according to everybody. So the hotzas deshen according to Rashi on Chumash in Vayikra Perek Vav, the hotzas deshen on the tapuach is not a chiyuv every day. It's only when there wasn't enough room for the maracha, when there wasn't enough room for the wood on the mizbech. The Rambam holds different. The Rambam writes that every single day they would gorif the deshen of the maracha al gabe atapuach, and they would be morid the deshen bekli gadol hanikra pasachtar. They would take this large kli, and it was only on the yom tovim that they wouldn't be morid the efer every single day, because on the yom tovim it was noihu l'mizbech. Everyone was there. It was like beautiful for the mizbech, for everyone to see how many karbanos were brought, that all these ashes kept on building up throughout. And that's the sheet of the Ravid as well in the Sasagos, in the second paragraph of Tridim Safin, that every day there would be most of the Deshen, and there was not Tafuach Shalef al Gabi Mizbech after the Otos Deshen each and every day. This is the Machlokas that Mishnah Melech discusses. The Din of Otos Deshen, is that a Chiv Min HaTorah, Vahotzias HaDeshen, or maybe it's only a Chiv Midrabanan. If it's a Chiv Min HaTorah, so then you have difficulty with Rashi. Why would Rashi be Mechalik between the Trumas Hadashin, which is every single day, and the Hotzas Hadashin, why would Rashi say it's not every single day if it's a Chiv Min HaTorah? Also, if the Hotzas Hadashin is a mitzvah Min HaTorah, why do the money and mitzvahs not count Hotzas Hadashin like they count Trumas Hadashin? So that leads the Mishnah Lamelech to assume that Trumas Hadashin is a mitzvah, because it's Gzeres HaKasov that you have to be Meirim a Malo Machta every single day and put it by the Mizbeach, and there's a shear of how much you have to do. It's a Malo Machta, but the Hotzas Hadashin is not a mitzvah mitzad atzma. It's just something you're going to, by perforce, need to do if you're going to keep running the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the ashes are going to have to go. It's just something that needs to get taken care of. The Chiv Hotzah is is machmas hechrech, not machmas any sort of important ritual per se. It's just it's machmas hechrech. What else are you going to do? So that's how you'd understand the shita of Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, but anyway, back in the Mishnah, that's going to come up again later in the daf. So back in the Mishnah, so. Shtei Alechem, next carbon, Shtei Alechem that we bring on Shavuos, Mo'ol and Ben Mishu Huk, to show you there's Mi'ila violated from the moment they are Hukdash, Karmu B'tanur, Hukshuli Pasul B'Tvul Yom. Once they crust in the oven, so now they can become Pasul through Tvul Yom, Mechusu Kippurim, we take out the word Lina, or at least the Mefarish takes out the word Lina over here. The Mefarish says that he takes out, I think the Mefarish took out the word Lina, v'haleka b'lina mishum d'shtei alechem ein echalin l'pachos mi what's the girsa l'pachos mi shtei yamim v'lo yosral shlosha. So it's not possible b'lina. It's supposed to be. It could be eaten for 2 days. So that's why he takes out the word lina v'lishchat alein es hazevach, and you could shech the kvasim that go together with the shtei alechem. But once it's karmel b'tanur, that's when you can shech. That's when you have the heter shchita nizrak daman shel kvasim. Once you do the zrika of the kvasim. Then you're chayav mishum pigul nosar v'tamei. There's not going to be mi'ila by the shtei alechem because they're supposed to be eaten. So obviously it's not going to be subject to mi'ila. Fine, that's the shtei alechem. Next up, lechem apanim. Lechem apanim. Remember, when we learn about the lechem apanim as children, we don't think of it as a karban. But remember, throughout menachos, lechem apanim is a type of karban mincha. Even though it has different types of avodos and different things that you do with it, but the lechem apanim mol in bo mishuch to shuf from the moment it's hukdash, it's subject to me'ila. Karim b'tanur, when the crust's in the oven, hukshuli pasul b'tvul yom v'chusik kipurim, it can now become pasul through tvul yom v'chusik kipurim, uli sadar al gabei hashulchan, and to be arranged on the shulchan, it's now kosher to be arranged on the shulchan. If the two spoons that are also on the shulchan of the levona, the vazichin, are brought, now you could be chayav mishum pigul nosar v'tamei ve'im bo mi'ila. There's obviously again no mi'ila on the lechem apanim because they're supposed to be eaten, so it's not going to be subject to mi'ila. Hamenachos, karbanos mincha in general, mo'alin b'han mishu hukdashu. There's mi'ila from the moment you makdish them. Katshu b'kli hukshuli pasul b'tvul yom chuzik purim b'lina. When you makadish them b'kli, that's when it could become possible with Tzvul Yom, Chuz Kippurim, and Lina. Karav HaKometz, Chayav Nolim Mishum Pigulos V'Tameh. When you're Makriv the Kometz, when you're Makriv the Kometz, so that's when you're Chayav Mishum Pigulos V'Tameh. Ve'in Mol in B'Shirayim, there's not going to be Mi'il on the Shiyarei HaMincha, because again the Shirayim are Ne'echalim, you're supposed to eat the Shirayim, so there's not going to be any Mi'il on the Shirayim of the Karav Mincha. Av Mol in B'Kometz, Achiyetz in the Beis Hadeshen. But the Kometz, which is the three fingers full that you're supposed to actually burn on the Mizbeach, so that's going to be subject to Mi'il until it's totally burnt to a crisp, until it's ready to be brought out to the Beis Hadeshen. We'll see whether it means until it's actually brought out to the Beis Hadeshen, ready to be brought out, but that there's Mi'ila on the Kometz until it goes out to the Beis Hadeshen. Now Tosfos raises the Kasha. We said over here the Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apanim also, that there is a din of Karmu B'Tanur, that once they become crusted in the oven, that's when it's Hukshali Pasul B'Tvul Yom and Mechus Kippurim, etc. So Tosfos says, according to the Tanna, that the Tanner is Mekadish the Lechem, why do you need Yikrmu Pnei HaLechem? Why does it need to dafka be crusted? The lechem should be kadosh that the second it goes into the tanur. By the karb mincha, what do we say? As soon as it goes into the kli, it's makdish. It's makdish the karb mincha. The kli doesn't have to do anything, just has to hold it. It's a kli shares, it's a holy kli, and therefore it's makdish the carbon that's inside of it. So shouldn't the tanur do the same? Shouldn't it be makdish the bread that's inside of it? What do you need karmu pnei and betanur? So Tosfos mitarets that you could say that the kiddush kli only helps in a situation where after you put the item that's miskadesh into the kli, there's no requirement to do any other action. It's just that it's now ready for the next avoda. But the kli has done whatever the kli is going to do. However, when it comes to the tanur, the kli itself is supposed to accomplish something other than just holding the item. When the kli itself is supposed to accomplish something other than holding the item until it's ready for its next avoda, you know, just to ready it for its next avoda, so then the kedusha of that kli is only going to take effect once the kli has done what it's supposed to do. The oven isn't just a holding receptacle until you're ready for a kamitza or whatever, until you're ready for the next avoda, for the sidra al gabei ashulchan, whatever it is. The tanur is supposed to accomplish something. It's supposed to bake the bread. So therefore, only when the bread is baked does it accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. The in Rabbi Yileib Malan, his chidushim, the chidush Rabbi Yileib, he says based on the yisod of the Briska Rab that the lechem apanim, even though they are shirayim levazichin, they still have a din of an independent karban, like the shtei alechem are ban b'fnei atzvim, they didn't have an independent karban. So you can answer the kasha of Tosfos a little differently, that the shem karban is not chal on them until they're baked in the tanur and they have toras lechem. Just like we find lachmei toda don't have a toras karban until they become lechem, because that's the etzem karban. So the lechem upon them and the shtei alechem also, the shem karban is only once they become lechem. So putting them in the tanur is not mekadesh them, because it's not called lechem yet. It's only when it's karma b'tanur, that's when they're kadosh me'elav, that's when they become kadosh, not because of achnasa l'kli, but because they have a shem lechem. It has nothing to do with achnasa l'kli. They're miskadosh b'krimasam u'b'yitziyasam in a tanur. It's taking them out of the oven. It's when they're done, when they have the shem lechem, that's when the full kedusha really sets in. Okay, right, we finished the Mishnah, right? I think so. Okay, so says the Gemara, Itmar, Hanena me'efer tapuach shal gabei mizbeach. Let's say a person gets hanah from the giant pile of ashes on the mizbeach. So do you violate me'ilah at that point? Does it need to have already been removed from the mizbeach? Or it just has to be ashes on top of the mizbeach? So Rav Amrein Molenbo. Rav says there's no me'ilah. Rav Yochanan Amar Molenbo. Rav Yochanan says there is me'ilah. So now, remember we said there are two elements of removing of ashes. There's a truma sedashen, shovelful taken from the pile, put right next to the mizbeach, and then there's when you remove the whole pile, when the pile gets so big. We said in Machlokes, we showed him how often you'd remove that whole pile. But those are two different things. So now we're talking about when you get enough from the ashes that are still in the big pile. So is it subject to meal or not? So says the Gemara, lefnei truma sedeshen, if you have not yet done the truma sedeshen, then kuliyam lo pligi demalibo, then vadai, it's subject to meila. You haven't yet done even the chiv of truma sedeshen, so those ashes are still there. It's vadai subject to meila. Keep pligi lachar truma sedeshen. What we're arguing about over here is what about violating me'ilah from ashes on the pile after you've already done the trumas hadeshen? Rav Amrei in Malin Bari Nasim Mitzvaso. Rav says it's not going to be subject to me'ilah because once you do the trumas hadeshen, it's ready. Nasim Mitzvaso. Rabbi Yochanan Markim D'Chsiv Lavash Hakoyin Midavad. Since the pasuk says that the Kohen wears the big day kahuna, Mikhli Sevad Yil Bashal Basaru, and he's Merim the Deshen, and he's Motzi the Deshen. So since it says that in regards to the Hotzas Deshen, so Kivan the Tzarek, the big day kahuna, Bikdusha Sekai, it must be that it still has its Kedusha even after the Trumas Deshen. So therefore, it's still going to be subject to Me'ila. Tznan, Molim Behanat Shetetze the Beis Deshen. So it says in the Mishnah, it's subject to Me'ila, Ad Shetetze the Beis Deshen. Doesn't that imply that when the pile is on top of the Mizbeach, even after the Trumas Deshen, it's still subject to Me'ila? So Kasha L'Rav, this is a major Kasha on Rav, because Rav says that it's not subject to Me'ila. So Amar Lach Rav, Achetira Lebeis Hadeshen. Rav says, no, it doesn't have to actually, it's not that it's subject to Me'ila so long as it's still on the Mizbeach until you get rid of it. No, it's subject to Me'ila until you do the Trumas Hadeshen, and now the rest of the pile is Ra'oi Lebeis Hadeshen. Prior to the Trumas Hadeshen, the rest of the pile is not Ra'oi to be brought up to the Beis Hadeshen, because you first have to do the Trumas Hadeshen. But that's all it means. It has to be Ra'oi for the Beis Hadeshen, but not actually have been brought to the Beis Hadeshen for the Me'ila to go away. Meisvei v'kulon shapakum el gabei mizbeach. Anything that shoots off of the mizbeach lo yachsi does not have to be brought back onto the mizbeach. V'chein gachela shapakum el gabei mizbeach lo yachsi. If a coal, let's say, shoots off of the top of the mizbeach, you do not have to bring it back to the mizbeach. But ha al gabei hamizbeach yachsi. But let's say it shoots off of the pile, but it's still on the mizbeach. We're not talking about where it goes off of the mizbeach. So the implication is if it's still on the mizbeach, you should put it back on the pile. So bishlam Rabbi Yochanan nicha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand very well. Rabbi Yochanan is one that said that it's still subject to meila. that the whole pile of ashes is still subject to Me'ilah, so it still has Kedusha, I understand why you're going to put it back. El Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, what's the sense in putting it back? It has no Kedusha anyway. It's not subject to Me'ilah at all anymore. So Melech HaRav, Shaini Gacheles, this be Mashash. Rav says, no. It doesn't say ashes came off of the pile. It says Gacheles, a coal, which means it's not yet ashes, it's not yet fully burnt. Even Rav says it's no longer subject to Me'ilah once it turns to ashes, but if it's still Gacheles, if it's burning pieces of Karbanos, burning a Murim or whatever of Karbanos that are coals but not yet ashes, then they're certainly still subject to Me'ilah. Even Rav would be mode to that, and that's why we were precise to Dafka say Gacheles. That's why this conversation happens in the reverse also. Some have the version of the conversation happening in the reverse, where we already make that diuk about Gacheles versus ashes at the outset. The reason why you need to put it back is because it's gacheles, which has some substance to it. But if it were efer, which doesn't have any substance to it, then even the gabi the mizbech would not have any meila. Even if it's still on the mizbech, there would be no meila on it. It would lose its kedusha. Oh, so Bishlam el Rav Nicha. So now that works very well according to Rav. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, it's going to be Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm like Rabbi Yochanan said no. Who adin dafilu efer? When it says gacheles, it doesn't mean to preclude ashes. Same thing, whether it's gacheles or ashes that come off of the pile, either way, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they still have kedusha. You need to put them back on the pile. Why does Dafka say gacheles then? Behind the time of the Ketani gacheles, kasi lashminan, tafilu gacheles, dispa mashasha, kipakam el gabi mizbech, lo yachzir. The chiddush in saying gacheles is that if it shoots off of the mizbech entirely, even though it's a gacheles, it still has some mashas to it, you might think that you should put it back on the mizbech when it shoots off the Mizbeach entirely. So comes tell me now that when it shoots off the Mizbeach entirely, then even a Gacheles would not be brought back onto the Mizbeach. Period. End of discussion. So that was the whole, that was the discussion about the Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the ashes on the top of the Mizbeach, the Tapuach, on the top of the Mizbeach, whether those ashes are subject to Me'ilah after the Trumas Hadashen or not, stays as a Machlokas. We have no Rayas one way or the other. Fine. Itmar hanenim ibasur kachay kachim lefnei zrikas damim. If a person gets hana from the meat of kachay kachim before the zrikas dam, veimuri kachay kalim liachas zrikas damim, or the emurim of kachim kalim after the zrikas dam. That's just a fancy way of saying a person violates me'ilah. It's just like kachay kachim and kachim kalim are different in regards to what is subject to me'ilah when, but a person violates me'ilah. So you violate me'ilah, good. So you got, what do you have to do? If you violate me'ilah b'shogeg, you have to pay money and a little extra, and you have to bring in asham me'ilahs. What do you do with the money? Where does the money go? Who do you give the money to? So Rav Amar, Mashanena Yiplul Nadava. Whatever you got Hana, whatever money you want to reimburse, because you got Hana, is Nofil Nadava goes for Karbanos Nadava. Velevi Amar, Yavi Davar Shekulu L'Mizbeach. You should bring something that's entirely brought on the Mizbeach. We'll see exactly what that is. That's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, that you get nothing from. Tanya Kavase de Levi, we have a Bryce that supports Levi, that you bring something on the Mizbeach that's Kulu L'Mizbeach. Mi'ilazu L'Heichon Olechas, because the Bryce says, where does this mi'ilah go? What do you do with this money? Salamedim v'nechacham mom, v'lamedim v'nechacham said, yavi davar shekul l'mizbech. You bring something that's entirely on the mizbech. Maini hu, what is something that's entirely l'gabi mizbech? So Ketores, that's a reference to Ketores. L'medim v'nechacham, the Mepharish says, Hainu Levi. That is Levi, is the Lemedim Necham. So Tanya Kava said, the Rav, we have a Brisa that supports Rav. Hanena mi Dmei Chatas, umi Dmei Asham. If a person gets Hana from Dmei Chatas, Dmei Asham, Achlo Karva Chataso, prior to the Hakrava of the Chatas, Yosef Yavi Chataso. So take that money, add it to you still have to bring your Chatas. So add it to whatever you're going to use to bring your Karva Chatas and bring a nice Chatas. Va'achlo Karva Ashamo, Yosef Yavi Ashamo. So if you have not yet brought your Karban Asham, so use that money toward the Karban Asham. You'll bring a very nice Karban Asham. Karav Chatas. So what if you already brought your Karban Chatas and you have this money? Yelchu liyam amelech. So what would this money be if it's already Karav Chatas? So it's like a Chatas shekipru ba'aleha. The halacha of a Chatas shekipru ba'aleha is that it's yamus, that it has to be left to die. You do nothing with a Chatas shekipru ba'aleha. What do you do with money that's a Chatas shekipru ba'aleha? So you throw it into the yam amelech. There's nothing you can do with it. What are you gonna? It's like the equivalent of yamus for money. Kvar Karav Asham. What about by an Asham? So by an Asham, the halacha is that it's Yirat Yistayiv, then you macher, and then you use the money to bring a karban, to bring a nedava. So what do you do with the money? You pull the nedava. So you would use that money for a nedava. If a person gets hana from kachi kachim before zrikas dam, or a muri kachim kalim after zrikas dam, mashanene yiplu l'nedava. So here the brisa says explicitly, you violated me'ila, what do you do with the money? The money goes l'nedava. So this is a brisa that's a very, very strong support for Rav, right? This is the why the brisa supports Rav. Kol karbonos ha-mizbeach la-mizbeach, karbonos kachay bedek habayis le-bedek habayis, karbonos tzibur le-nidvas tzibur. All karbonos ha-mizbeach go to the mizbeach, karbonos kachay bedek habayis to bedek habayis, karbonos tzibur to the tzibur. We'll discuss this brisa in much greater detail tomorrow. Let's just close with one point. There is a fundamental machlokas in the Achronim. The Nesivos in Simon Chavchas writes that this payment, the mi'ila payment you make when you are mol in Kedush Saguf, and someone that has Kedush Saguf, is that, what is the nature of that payment? Is that a kapara for the Avera? Or is it a payment for the gzela that you stole from Hegdish, and therefore you're paying back what you stole? So is it a payment that's meant to achieve kapara for the Avera that you did by being nana mehegdish? Or is it a payment that's meant to reimburse what you stole from Hegdish? So the Nesivos writes that the Tashlume Mi'ila is Midin Kapara. Tashlume Mi'ila of Bedekabayis is Tashlume Gzela. Tashlume Mi'ila of Kedush Saguf and something that had Kedushas Mizbeach is Kapara. But Tashlume Mi'ila of something that was Bedekabayis would be like a Tashlume Gzela. Reb Chaim in Hilchas Mi'ila in the Chidush Agrach and Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosh and Shari Gimel, Perichav Gimel, go to great lengths to prove that in every situation where you have tashlume me'ila, it's always a din of tashlume gzela. It's not a din of kapara at all. Even by kedushas mizbeach, the payment that you make is tashlume gzela, is payment for stealing. It's not a kapara at all. Shari Yosha brings a raya from Tosas Maseches Ksubos, where Tosas writes in Ksubos and the Vlamanum Beis that kolam shalim tashlum shumishum kapara chayiv af besafek, that whenever you have a situation where you're paying in order to achieve kapara and it's a suffik whether you have to pay or not, it's suffik whether you chayiv or not, then you got to pay because you want to get your kapara. What's the halacha by suffik mi'ila? Suffik mi'ila, there's no chayiv tashlumin. So says Rav Shimon, there's a raya she'enul of tshuva. It's a raya brura that the mi'ila payments are not for kapara. If they were for kapara, you would pay it even b'makom suffik. Why am I mentioning all of this now? Because the stipler in Maseches Pesachim in Simon Chav says that our gemara is a raya against Rav Chaim and against Rav Shimon. Because what do we say over here? It's a raya to the Nesivos. We say, karav ha-chataso, you're not chayiv to pay, you are chayiv to pay a mi'ila once you already were makar of the chatas. What do you do with that payment? Malichol liyam ha-melech, the Braisa says. You throw it into the Yam ha-melech. If you steal money from somebody and you don't know who to pay the money back to, so is there any kunz in taking that money and throwing it into the Yam ha-melech? Are you helping anybody? Is that a tashlumei gzela? You steal money, throwing it into the Yam ha-melech is a payment for the money? No way. What is throwing it into the Yam ha-melech do for you? It's a kapara for you. You lose the money, so it could be a kapara for you, but it's not going to help. It's not going to be in any way, any form of tashlumei gzela. So says the stipler, this is a raya brura in the other direction. So raya brura against Rav Shimon, against Rav Chaim, like the Nesivos, that it's a din in kapara by the chatas, that it's not a din only in tashlumei gezela. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from that price, we'll start analyzing that price.